This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome to Hashtag Fatherhood with Bennett and Battle.
Has it really been a month since we've been in the same room together? This is kind of strange.
At least, right? How old's your daughter now? 13?
She's 13. Yep. She's on TikTok.
So like eighth grade. Yeah.
It's wild.
It's a tough year. I know. It sucks, but I've been busy. As you know, this is the wedding week for me.
Yeah, you shaved.
I shaved on... when did I shave? Yesterday.
Yeah, you just took your mask off.
Yeah, I shaved.
You look about... Well, you look young to begin with.
Thanks, I moisturize and condition.
But now you look like a...
I don't like it. I don't like...
Catholic schoolboy.
I shaved yesterday, and I'll just let it grow out.
Isn't that something?
I think I had this weird thing stuck in my head from like a dumb article I read in Men's Health like years ago. Like, women love... We did a... study women like 10 days of stubble is the sweet spot, like,
right?
Okay. And I've just been sticking to that since 2002. So here we are. I'm exhausted. Wedding stress, work stress. Obviously I'm on the sports radio station here in our cluster, and you know, Philly's killing it, championship series.
It's
Eagles killing it, 6-0 right now, heading into the bye week. It's just nonstop, so I'm exhausted, haven't been able to sleep. Let me say this, I have been sleeping a lot. It's just not enough to recuperate the stress levels,
right,
and getting burned out. So I'm looking forward to a solid off season, if that makes sense.
Are you going on a honeymoon?
A marriage. Yes, eventually. Not like right after. We're not going to do those things you see in the movie where like, oh, we got to get this guy to the bachelor party the night before. We got to get him to the
wedding. I feel like that does not exist, right? That can't exist.
And then he's going to go on a bench. He's going to go to fucking Rome the next day. Like, who does that? That seems strange to me. I think it's just something in movies, right?
It has to be.
Bachelor party one night, the next day the wedding, the next
day
the honeymoon.
Like, who does that?
It doesn't make sense.
That's irresponsible.
It's stupid.
Like the whole plot of The Hangover, like that would never happen.
Yeah, like wait a minute.
Going to Vegas
the
day before? Yeah, come on. And then the honeymoon directly afterwards, like we never took a honeymoon. You know, it's tough with the kiddo. Like we didn't want to leave Kira behind. And is that how you guys feel? Are you going
to
just...
No, I can't wait to leave him behind.
I can't wait to ditch him. See ya, sucker.
I think...
Is he in your wedding? Is he going to have a...
Yeah. The kid is a concern.
Yeah.
Not a concern, but you have to factor that in. It's
sure.
Not just like we're dinks.
Right.
Dual income, no kids.
Yeah.
And we're just going to head to... in Portugal,
right
after the wedding, we have to. So we're thinking first quarter next year.
First quarter,
yeah.
Take your business trip.
Terms,
I mean, honeymoon
after the Eagles season.
Gotcha.
Baseball season will be long done with it at that point. So we'll get into like the sweet spot for me work wise, and you know, we'll figure out. Like, sounds like you're volunteering to babysit Harrison for
sure.
A week.
Come on over.
And
honestly, we would love to.
I would like to just kind of go the two of us. Right. Not have to deal with the kid in a foreign country. So,
yeah, I mean,
the only country I've ever been to is Canada. And I'm not even sure that counts because I grew up near the Canadian border.
Are you allowed to go to Canada? Are you allowed to cross borders? You?
Yeah, me personally?
Yeah.
Still, I think so, yeah.
I just assumed that you were like on some list. I don't know why. Maybe from your Rochester upbringing or something. I just assumed.
Yeah, I don't know what the statute of limitations are in some of those things, so I don't get into it. But I feel like they would let you in. I think you just show them like your, you know, your high school ID and they still let you in the country, right? I don't know how things have changed since COVID, but...
I'm excited for you, buddy. I'm excited for the big day on Saturday.
But yeah, Harrison is, he's the ring bearer. Mm. So he's going to come down the aisle.
Oh, that's cute.
We got a Mercedes-Benz Power Wheels.
Oh, wow.
I should say she purchased this for him unbeknownst to me. It arrived and I had to put it together and then Venmo her. So that was my responsibility for this.
Those things are expensive.
And he's going to just kind of like ride, and it's going to be controlled by my future brother-in-law, remote control, because he's too young to drive, you know what I mean?
Right. That's cute.
And he's going to come down the aisle on that. But he's freaked out by it. He didn't like the Power Wheels. When I put it together, we unveiled it to him 2 days ago, and he was just like, did not want to be part of it, did not want to go in it, just wanted to go back into his wagon. Yeah, it should be fine. So I think every day this week we're...
We'll do a few test runs?
Yes, it's baby steps. That's just how he is. He's always been like that. Didn't like the ocean. At the end of our trip to the beach, couldn't get him out of the ocean.
Absolutely.
Right? Hated his wagon when we first got it. Now he just insists on sitting in it all the time.
Yeah.
So that's just how he is.
So many phases. And they'll go back and forth and back and forth. Kids are funny like that. Kira's gone through so many phases since we last talked. She had a birthday. She turned 2.
Oh, so now 14.
Yeah, 14. She's 14 now. Yeah. Sorry. Yes, yes.
Well, happy birthday, Kira. Yeah. I know her birthday is around Halloween. And what is today's date?
October 3rd was her birthday.
Okay. Oh, sorry I missed it.
Yeah. You know, we got hit with a nor'easter during her birthday weekend. So we had talked about maybe doing a birthday party.
Yeah.
And then we saw the weather. And we're like, that's not even going to happen.
We could do it indoors and everyone could just get COVID.
Yeah, right.
Party.
Yeah, I didn't feel like having everyone in my house. You know,
that's fine.
So we did the Please Touch Museum. She never did that before. Mm. She loved that. We did Adventure Aquarium the next day. Like we had a whole like birthday like week. I feel like so she did all the things.
So she's already you're already setting her up to be like a 26 year old girl. Yeah,
totally.
With Snapchat for the Instagram photos of balloons holding of her age in front of wings painted on walls.
Yeah. If you don't have the big balloon numbers, is it even your birthday? No. You know? But she had a great time. And she just started speech therapy. So this will be her second week. Yeah. A lot has changed.
So why? Is that good? Because is it good that she's starting speech therapy?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, we had early intervention come by to have her evaluated again after like 6 months of her learning the sign languages. And like, you know, she has said a few more things. Like she says bye-bye now, like very clear, very distinct. But, you know, we still feel like she's behind talking, you know.
So does she say like, you know, the mama, dada.
She said mama.
Like
she said dada once, but never again.
Okay.
You know, dada's not in her vocabulary. But we communicate.
So you could disappear and she wouldn't even get that upset.
Yeah,
like
no,
you could
for
leave
sure.
for a pack of cigarettes and everything would be right as rain in her world.
Everything's good.
Yeah. And never
so,
come back.
Yeah. So, I mean, she knows all the sign language. Like she knows how to do please and thank you and more. You know, so we communicate, but just not verbally. So we kicked her off with speech therapy, just kind of move it along a little bit. So everything's good. She just needs to get a push.
So how many words does she say?
Well, you know, the speech therapist actually told us that they count signs and certain things to as words. Like I didn't consider it to be a word, but.
So a word could be something that she's signing and or something that she's verbaling.
Exactly.
Verbaling.
Verbalizing,
vocalizing,
yeah.
Verbalizing.
Yeah, so I'd say at least you know a dozen or so.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it just needs a push. I mean, if she were to throw out a dada, if she started cursing, I would take it. You know what I mean?
Anything
any word will
point.
Do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Throw a few fucks in there, I'm fine, Kira. As long as you know what I mean. But she's doing great. I mean, honestly, between gymnastics and swim class and. She's just evolving every second of the day. It's amazing to see.
So there's no terrible twos so far. We're 15 days into her terrible twos.
I didn't necessarily say that. The terrible twos did come through. It's almost like a light switch, honestly. The first week, she walked around like an emperor and ordered me around. And if she did not get what she wanted, she would just start screaming.
Mm.
Just belting out a scream. Does that happen in your household?
I will say Harrison is months ahead of schedule as far as the terrible twos are concerned. Oh. He started doing that a couple months ago, which would have been, what, 4 months? At least 2 months. He'll be 21, I don't know, 21 months on the 25th.
Once he started getting in, yes.
Bro, I can't wait till he's 2 years old on Christmas morning, so I can just be like, he's two.
He's two.
I'm done counting.
I've been waiting for this day. Yeah, I just say she's two now. I'm not counting the weeks.
But he's definitely doing the and like then he'll just collapse to the ground. Like, I will say going outside.
Yes, the collapsing to the ground.
We'll go outside. I will take this kid outside for 2 hours, right? And I'm like, okay, well, both of our hands are frozen now. The sun is down. Right. It's time to go inside. And it's just like, it makes me, and I try to explain this to him, not that he understands what I'm saying, really, that you're making this a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
I'd love to take you outside because you enjoy it so much, but we're not going to do it if you ruin the whole time by freaking out and throwing a tantrum when we come inside. We'll go inside and we'll start like throwing his shoes around, like one of the put him back on and refusing to take his jacket off. It's like, you need to enjoy the amount of time we just had outside walking around in the grass and looking at leaves. Do you know what I mean? And and just value that time and not get upset when it's over with.
Right.
Because tomorrow we'll go do it again. Yeah, no big deal.
They don't get that. They don't get the concept of time, I feel like. And Kira does the same thing where she loses all function of her body. Like, she has no bones, just like a pile of cartilage.
Right. You can just pour them into a jar. Right.
Right. I'm like, what happened to your bones and your functionality here? Like, they just give up.
He has definitely started doing that where he's kind of doing like a Houdini thing when you pick him up and he just doesn't want to be, he wants to go back outside.
Does he slam his head? Does he like,
he doesn't do that anymore, but I'll hold on to him and he just turned, like you said, he'll just kind of turn into goo.
Right.
And he does this escape trick with his arms and his shoulders. I don't know if he's double jointed.
Yeah.
And he'll just try to slide out of your arms.
And they're good like that.
And then he'll sprint away.
It's hard to capture the goo when they get like that. I'm like, how are you doing that, Kira? It's very, very David Blaine of her, but.
And also a little dangerous, too.
It is dangerous because she ends up hitting her head because she'll flail her body. And for some reason, this little 3 foot person is so uncontrollable.
Yeah.
It's hard to like maintain them.
Yeah. So it sounds like she's.
But after a few bumps and bruises, they kind of like will learn to like not do that, not turn into goo when they don't get their own way. So I feel like sometimes they learn from.
Yeah, you want to learn from there. I know his cousin, who he's always at daycare with.
Yeah.
Will, if he's throwing a tantrum, he'll just start smashing his head on the ground.
Oh, my God.
And Harrison will sometimes do that and like hit and he'll hit his head. And he stopped doing the imitating him.
Yeah.
Smashing his head in the ground.
Like,
because that's not solving anything, but he will sometimes hit his head.
Isn't that funny?
And I kind of don't want him to do that.
Yeah.
Especially right before the wedding. I don't need bruises on him and shit. And bugs love him for some reason. I don't know if it's because he's grabbing food and smearing it on his side of his face and we're not wiping it off correctly. And then he's going outside and the backyard where he's at daycare most of the week is, you know, basically a haven for. Not malaria, but there's certainly plenty of mosquitoes back there.
And a mosquito bite on a child's face, it looks like you punched him in the face.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, what the hell happened?
Kira got one on her face, and I was like, oh, that damn mosquito. I'm going to punch this mosquito in the face. But, like, for the first hour or two, it looks like a welt. Like, it looks like got hit with a softball.
Yeah.
I'm like, God damn.
So, I mean, do you put anything on it? Do you give her, like, Benadryl?
We had this one, you suck the venom out, you know the little mosquito things.
Do you really do that?
Yeah.
You suck it out?
It's like a little device. You never seen these things? You put it on the mosquito bite, and, like, you press it, and it, like, just sucks it out?
No.
No?
You should. Are you get screwing one with me?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Go look it up. I'm not sure what it's all called. Right. I don't know the name of it, but just look up mosquito bite sucker thing.
No, I'll take your word for it. I think you're screwing with me, but I've never heard of such a thing. I mean, we had the thing that sucks the boogers out of his mouth.
We have that
too.
He's
like a super big, super little baby, but not anymore. But okay,
this one's
so
for mosquito bites.
That's good. Is it just for mosquito bites? Would it work if like a python bit her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I should have a dog bit her, but
no, dogs don't have venom.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
A snake bite.
Okay.
Scorpion.
Okay, so it's animal agnostic.
Yeah.
Okay. You're being weird. I don't know if this is a real thing.
I gotta Google it. I gotta Google it now. Anyway, same problem though. I feel as though the mosquitoes are attracted to the baby blood. I don't know what it is.
Okay. Yeah, it's probably just nobody wants our blood.
Do you have a problem with this? You say that Harrison goes to daycare every day. Kira does not go to daycare, but she goes to gymnastics and all that. The parents, we might have talked about this on the podcast already before, but the parents who bring in their sick kid, regardless, you know what I mean? Because Kira's sick right now as we speak because she caught a bug from sick kids at gymnastics. They're all snotty and coughing. Leave your kid at home.
I think that's just something that's going to happen as soon as you start, like...
I think you'd be pissed off about this. The one thing you're not mad
with
about...
the rest of the steerage. I don't know. I think that that's like a common thing. I remember like moms complaining about that when we were kids.
Was mad. Kira has a chest cold now that could have been avoidable if you didn't bring your snotty kids into gymnastics. Who wants to run around when they're sick anyway? You know what I mean? Like when I'm sick, I don't feel like, let me go on the treadmill.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
I agree, but at the same time,
you've
been mad
for way less.
What?
You've been mad over way less. I figured this would trigger you.
Yeah,
because you're kind of a germaphobe.
I am a germaphobe. Yeah. But I think that what are you going to do? That you're going to not go into work because, or not drop the kid off and not go into work because they got the sniffles?
This is gymnastics, though. Not even daycare.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah,
it's a kind of like
this is extracurricular.
It's a recreational activity.
Right.
They don't need to go there.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Daycare. Yeah, there's a little bit of a different story there for sure. But gymnastics,
no, okay. Yeah,
I mean, come on.
You're right. Yeah.
And the parent is with the kid at gymnastics. So it's not like a daycare service. You know what I mean?
Look, I think it boils down to people just being stupid and selfish and not people. As time goes on, I don't know if this is happening in every other country in the world, but I just feel like people are far less considerate than they used to be.
100%.
So I think if
everyone lives in their own silo.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Absolutely. Even though we're part of a society.
Exactly.
And you bringing your kid into gymnastics when they're sick, which they don't have to do.
My whole weekend. Kira's been sick. You know what I mean?
And then you're going to get the sniffles.
Right.
Right. And then you're going to come to my wedding and make everyone sick.
Exactly.
And I'm going to have to blame you and hate you forever for it.
There you go. All because of these shit parents of gymnastics. That's all I had to say about that. It's a butterfly effect.
I agree in that situation. Yeah. No, that's ridiculous. I will say that's not so much of a thing because he's going to... Like, her mom watches the kids.
Different story,
And if one of them's sick, what are you going to do?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Harrison did have, like, a little cold for a bit, and I was fighting a little cold, but...
When was that?
We're over it.
Recent?
Yeah, like, in the past week.
Yeah.
He got it from who knows, just...
It's anytime, a change of seasons, too.
That's exactly what it is. Anytime the seasons change, I get it cold.
Right.
You know, working fucking 70 hours the past 3 weeks each... Didn't help.
It's been busy. I mean, I know we said that before, but like, we haven't even seen each other. We've been in the same room.
No. Again, it's just been nuts. It's been a month. Work has been crazy. I was away at my bachelor party for like 3 days.
Oh, yeah.
It was cool
to see that, see the photos from afar.
We went to Miami for a Bills game.
That was cool.
I'm sure a Giants fan would have really enjoyed that time.
No, you know, what I would have enjoyed was the camaraderie and the friendship, you know. Thought we had.
You don't know any of these other guys.
No,
we
but you know what's cool is
party.
Like it's cool hitting off with new people and enjoying.
You're a real social butterfly.
I'm not.
No.
Why do you say that? You are.
No, but we should do a Philly. I want to do like a. She proposed this to me. She's like the guys that aren't Bills fans and didn't want to go to this game. Mm. You should do like something locally, like Philly bachelor party.
Hey,
when are we going to do that? We just ran out of time, really. Kind of my fault, I guess.
Do it the night before the wedding.
That sounds like a great idea.
If that were to happen, there's no way there'd be a wedding.
Late in the day.
Oh, that's so true. Maybe, it gives you a fighting chance.
Yeah, it's not a gives me a puncher's chance. It's not one of these weddings where you're like, all right, mass is at 11 a.m.
Oh, God. Well, I saw the photos from your actual bachelor party. Were you being thrown into a table?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a folding table.
Part of Bill's Mafia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now I'm not going to get into details of the bachelor party, but that was one of the high. First of all,
I wasn't invited, so please, I'm not privy to this information.
Here's
one of
the things
about I had to be there.
So we pull up. Hank the Tank rents this van.
Yeah.
And we're all in this van, and we're heading to the stadium, and it's like 8 in the morning, and it's still like 100 degrees at 8 a.m. Like, it's fucking hot in Miami and humid. And I never want to go back there ever again. And we're in this parking lot where they told us we had to be, which is like a frying pan. So it feels like 120.
Oh, God.
And we're banged up from the night before. I'm hungover as hell. So what do you do? You're trying to stay hydrated because it's so hot out. But you also need to be drunk. So you're trying to do that, which dehydrates you. So at this point, we're sweating out the beer that we're drinking.
God.
And I go, we go to this woman, like the hall monitor with the fluorescent vest, who's just standing there, right? No one else is in the parking lot. I go, can we park over there on the side where there are trees in the shade? It's parked, the spots along the grass.
No, no, you may not park there.
It's like, okay. So Hank listens to her. I go, we shouldn't have even asked her. We should have just parked there. So we're sitting in the middle of this fucking frying pan of a parking lot. No one else is around. And like that lasted for a half hour because we saw other Bills fans going over to the shaded area where there's picnic tables and everything. Why can't we park there? There's no signed parking. Nobody's there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm like, guys, get in the van. We're driving over there. And we drove over there. And she comes over and she goes,
no, you cannot park here.
And like, yeah. And I just go, yep, thank you. Well, thank you so much. Thank you. And that's what you do to these people. You just like wave your hand like, thank you so much. Okay, thanks. We'll take care of it.
Yeah, not listening. And then they walk away. Go fuck off. Okay, yep.
No, yeah. Right? And you just kind of like
say with a smile,
nod, but you are
do the opposite,
dismissing them.
Right.
Yeah. She walks away and just goes back to the shade and starts texting on her phone. We are fine the rest of the day. Do you know what I mean? We're fine for the rest of the tailgate. Another guy comes over, does the same thing. He's like, you guys can't be here. You got to smush all your cars together. It's too tight. Other cars are coming in. By the way, this lot, there's such bad fans, Dolphins fans. Like, nobody was there. There were no Dolphins fans there. The only spots that were full were people like were Bills fans in vans and whatever. So we just partied with a bunch of Bills fans.
That's great.
Yeah. So anytime somebody came over, we're just like, yeah, thanks. Okay, we'll take care of it. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you for your diligence. You're a great worker. You're a great employee. Goodbye. Thank you.
Time just for us not to move. Throw each other in some folding chairs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So that was the other space. Part of it. That was the end right before we went in. Hank the Tank threw me through a folding table.
That's good.
It's a Bills fan thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And it felt fine. The people at the other party who all ended up going to, they graduated from the same university that Hank and I did.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's a strange thing because it's this school that's south of Buffalo that you wouldn't expect. Whatever. I don't know. And then it made me feel old because like, I was like, oh, really? When'd you guys graduate? Like 2017? I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So you guys are like babies.
Yeah, small world.
Yeah, but they were like, don't get thrown through the table. You're getting married. You don't want to be a paraplegic going down the aisle.
True.
And I'm like, yeah, no, it'll be all right. Did you pre-break the table? Like right before I'm about to go out, this girl grabbed me. She's like, is the table pre-broken? I was like, no.
Oh, like WWE?
Yeah. And she's like, you're supposed to pre-break them.
Oh, geez.
I was like, really? Oh, shit. Just grabbed me by the neck and choke slammed me through the table. It wasn't pre-broken, but, you know, I'm 190. He's 250. So
it broke. And you're all drunk.
Yeah. Drunk. God. And it didn't hurt at the time of the event.
At the time, right.
But for a week later, my spine, the top of my neck hurt. Like, it was really sore. But I survived.
Now, does Bao Chao know about this? Like, has she seen the photos?
Yeah. Yeah, she wasn't.
And you're still going through with it, the wedding. She is.
She is, yeah. She wasn't overly impressed. She was.
No. No, you're telling me that your wife wasn't jazzed about her future husband being thrown to a folding table outside of the Miami Dolphins Bills game?
Puncturing a lung.
Puncturing a lung. Severely hurting your spine. This is the father of my child.
It was fine. Oh my God. Excuse me.
No, you sound well. Everything you sound good. Okay. You sound good. Jesus Christ.
Everything turned out okay.
He slithered down the aisle later on this week.
Why don't we take a break?
Yeah. We'll get some water. Why don't you get yourself together? Get your affairs in order, your life insurance, and we'll come back.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW, because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're being held together by pins and paper clips. You had your bachelor party that I was definitely not invited to. I knew about it because you sent me photos, which I thought was kind of, that was fun.
Look how much fun we're having without
you. Yeah. Hey, here's the thing you weren't invited to. No, I thought it was cool that you shared a big part of my big day, right? You're in my bridal party.
I wasn't invited to your bachelor party, though.
I didn't have
it?
One. Oh, okay. I mean, it was still during COVID, so it was a different time.
That's what it was.
It was still 2020, actually 2021, but it was still, like, the vaccine came out right before my wedding.
Yeah, it had just come out.
It was the first event for literally everyone at the wedding.
So that was, like, this big
right.
I'm gay, but it was like, we're allowed to go out back into the world.
You know absolutely. I mean? It was a lot
of
people's
that way, at least.
First event, and some people wore masks and people didn't. So it was still like a weird time. I mean, we had a great time. But the point is, you were in my bridal party. And, you know, I'm on the outside looking in on this one, but that's fine. I understand now that you have a lot of friends. You know,
oh, we're going to do this again. Okay. No, you know what? I do have a lot of friends. I told you, you were on deck. It's a very large deck, but she only has three people in her bridal party. She right. wanted to keep it small. I only have four. I have to have my brother in there.
Yeah, I didn't realize that you had so many friends from like kindergarten and preschool.
Yeah.
I just cannot imagine building blocks with someone and being like, hey, you know what? You're going to be at my wedding later.
Well, you don't think that far down the road.
Yeah.
You just managed to maintain friendships.
I'm not friends with any of those people anymore, which I guess made room for you. So
yeah.
I guess. Worked out
it
for
worked
you.
Out well. I mean,
I didn't realize how much on deck I am, though. I'm on deck with like 12 other dudes, you said.
Don't take it so hard. You had to, you know, I have my friend Mike I've been friends with since first grade. He's not in the wedding party. He's coming.
Insane.
Scalone,
I bet he's
Bernier,
pissed.
I've known them since third grade. They're not in the wedding party. They
wow.
are coming. Nobody, by the way, nobody wants to be in a wedding party.
Yeah.
You have to buy a suit and give
it's
me
true.
A bunch of money and all the
I
responsibilities.
I have to give you money either way. I
you
still
don't
have to show
to.
Up. Yeah, then fine.
Your presence is gift enough.
Ah, oh, so kind. So you got to be feeling all the emotions. I mean, this is the week leading up to your wedding podcast. I mean, this is when we're taping it. I mean,
I haven't had enough time to really focus on that. It's been so much work. It's been so much work, wedding work.
Is Batchow doing everything and you're kind of
yeah,
just going along?
I'm supervising.
So you say stress, but not. Stressed doing what?
I'm stressed out. Like, did she do these things yet?
Did she? Wow. I'm pretty sure she did. She seems to be on top of everything, no?
Yes. Very
so
much
so.
So
what is your role? Just to show up and make sure that your suit's ironed?
Yeah.
And
like... That's good. I got to get shirt out. I got to like hang it up. It's still in like the packaging. I don't want any lines
you
on the shirt.
You have one job. Now, are you doing vows? You write your vows?
Yes. Mine are kind of scratched out in a couple of notes on my iPhone. I think hers are done. She got these like his and her vows booklets.
Mm.
I have a feeling that I'm going to have to hold Harrison during the ceremony. I don't think he's going to sit still and sit in my mom's lap or her mom's lap.
Really?
Okay. No. He might. If there's a lot of people there, he gets shy, which is fine.
I think Kira stayed with my mom on her lap during the ceremony.
So I was going to ask you, because I don't remember her like running up.
Yeah,
and like having to hold her.
She was in a wagon, so she was 7 months old at the time. So
I definitely remember
that
because it was super cute.
Yeah, so my niece brought her down in a wagon, a little flowered wagon, adorable. And then she sat on my mom's lap, and yeah, that was pretty much it. But she was fine the whole time.
Yeah, your daughter is far more well behaved than my son is. So, like Harrison, I kind of told her, I go, we can't give him the actual rings. He's going to start throwing them all over the place.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, but
you know,
do that.
We got to give him
some dummy rings,
a ring pop,
yeah,
or
not the legit ones,
a key ring from her Honda or something like that.
A very expensive mistake,
and just staple it to the pillow that he's supposed to be holding,
right?
The
right.
ring pillow. I don't know.
It's just a prop.
Yes, it has to just be a prop.
Yeah,
because there's no way he's going to behave.
Who's going to watch Harrison during the reception? What's going to happen there?
He's going to hang out until like his bedtime's like 8 o'clock usually if he's had a good nap. So we're gonna bring his little pack and play to our little bride and groom room.
Yeah,
that's on the grounds there that we can like go and use the bathroom and kind of hang out pre and post.
Nice.
So that's gonna be set up in there. So that's kind of be like their nap room. So I'll have to be really quiet when I go in there to piss once every 15 minutes because I'm getting older.
Yeah, you're gonna break that seal early.
Oh yeah. And I'm trying to think, like the wedding goes till 10:30. I think I'm gonna be spent.
Yeah.
Afterward, I think I'm going to be exhausted because the day starts early and I'm going to be nervous. Not nervous because I don't want to get married. Nervous because I want everything to go well.
It's a lot. There's a lot of variables and you want everything to go well for your guests and for your wife and all that. Are you?
I'm probably going to start drinking. That's what I do when I get super nervous. I'll have like a beer just to calm down.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you're going to drink before the ceremony.
Probably. The only reference point I have is your wedding because there was downtime between pictures and stuff like that.
You have
and
to
as
have
we're
drinks.
Getting ready. And I remember all of us just like going to the bar.
Yeah.
Not the bar. We didn't go to like Applebee's. We
right,
went to like,
right.
you know, the bar on the grounds of the ceremony.
I think you'd be crazy not to. Like not obviously get wasted before the ceremony, but enough to like take the edge off a little bit. That way you can settle down and enjoy it.
Yeah. And I think the girls, as they're getting ready, don't they usually have like champagne and stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I don't want to feel guilty about having eight beers as we're getting ready. You know.
They just don't get shit faced. Like don't get thrown into a table before the ceremony, you know what I mean?
Maybe after.
Maybe after.
When am I going to wear this tux ever again? But no, super looking forward to it. Again, it's been stressful, but I haven't had time to really
think about it.
Think about it because, like, she went away on our bachelorette party. She went to LA.
Oh wow!
So I was dad duty for 4 days. Right?
Oh wow! How did that go?
It went great.
Wow.
It went great. I don't see what the problem is.
He's still alive,
I don't know.
Right?
He's not only is he alive, he's better.
He's thriving.
I left him.
How is she he better? How is this child better under
better
your
than
care
when she left.
And your care only? I need to know. I need to know how Harrison's better. I will tell you this. I actually taught Kira a sign while Kalina was out at a bachelorette party just the other weekend ago.
Which was what?
A few weekends ago. It was for her friend.
No, what was the sign?
Oh, please.
Oh, okay.
So I taught her how to do please. And she learned
that rubbing your chest.
Yeah.
Okay.
I taught her that. So
did you make this up or is that the actual
that's
sign?
The actual sign.
Oh,
I make
okay.
it. I'm just making up signs. God, what a shitty parent. Yeah. Could you imagine
speaking some sign language and nobody else, you can't communicate with anybody else.
Right. Wow. What a monster I would be. No, it's the actual sign. But I taught her that and I felt pretty proud. That was my goal. Like, hey, I'm going to make this child better by the time she gets back. So I need to know, how is Harrison better?
I think it was just like a dad, boy, you know.
Did you go fishing, go to the strip club? What did you do? What bonding experience did you have?
We just hung out, man. You know what I mean? Like, It doesn't seem, didn't seem that hard. Like, we had a good time. He threw one tantrum over 4 days, and that was only because he didn't want to come inside again.
So you think he was better just with you than with both of you?
Yeah, I gotta choose my words carefully here, because if I say that, then I'm in charge all the time.
I know.
He clearly missed her. He would say mom and look for her. He's up to 50 words now, by the way.
Wow.
Says shoes, socks, dad, nice. Obviously dad, truck, loves trucks. They were paving the road in our neighborhood, so I was kind of, we'd bring him around and show him all the trucks and everything. Mm. I didn't let him sit inside. You know how they leave all the equipment out overnight?
Right.
So we stole a tractor.
Oh, good.
Just drove around.
I was going to ask. Yeah.
helped him out, saved him some work just to show Harrison about it, because he's all into trucks now. But no, I think that, now granted, she made all the food ahead of time, and I just had to like thaw stuff out and follow, like, you know, he wakes up at 7 a.m., give him his milk, give him some water. You know, his breakfast is at 7:45. Like, everything was listed. Here's what he's eating on Thursday for breakfast.
Oh,
here's
wow.
what he's eating on for lunch on that day and all that. So I didn't plan any of that out. She did. So I really just had to kind of like tick off boxes and follow instructions. So that part was easy. And like dealing with him was easy. So I guess it's obviously not easy being, I wasn't a single parent by any means, but it was just me watching him for 4 days.
It's a lot.
It was fine. We had a good time. We had a blast. We didn't do anything crazy. I couldn't really. Oh, I'm trying to think. No, she left her car here. So his car seat is in her SUV. So we did go out to her sister's, because her sister went with her to LA. So her husband, my future brother-in-law, was also home alone with the kid. So I'm like, all right, here's what we're doing. Like, we're coming over on Saturday. I'm bringing beers, and we're ordering Olive Garden, and we're watching sports.
Olive Garden.
Yeah, that's what we did.
Boys night.
Yeah, it was great. Four of us.
Unlimited salad and breadsticks.
That's right.
Let's go.
It was good. We had a great time.
Is he in your wedding party?
Who?
Your brother-in-law?
No.
Okay.
Are you just trying, are you keeping track?
We're cool then. Me and him are cool. No, we're good. Frank the Tank, though. I got fucking beef
Hank
with Frank the Tank. Oh, Hank the Tank?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
No, no, it's preschool.
That's bullshit.
It is. It's true.
And you have a podcast with Hank the Tank?
No.
You guys talk about kids? Does he have a kid?
He does not have a kid.
I would hope not. Anyone named Hank the Tank should not be responsible for another living.
He's smart enough to just have dogs.
You know, when I'm alone with just me and Kira, I forget about myself all the time. Like, did you notice that too? Like, were you dressing yourself how you normally would, or taking care of yourself as you normally would? I feel as though when I'm focused on taking care of Kira, I leave myself behind. Like, I was in Target once with Kira, and I was like, wait, this is how I dressed myself? I look like Adam Sandler, like, catching a red eye. I'm like, what the fuck did I put together?
So, I think we talked about this before. We alluded to this before.
Yeah.
I see some dads, and they're just like, they just look like slobs. Like,
yeah.
The shoes are untied. They're wearing sweatpants with holes in them. Now, I kind of get it. Like, I don't dress like that out in public, but I understand, like, if you're just exhausted from being a parent, and you definitely, let me put it this way, you're putting your kid first, you look like a slob, that's kind of what you should be doing, right?
It made me feel better, because I noticed, I look like Billie Eilish right now, like, what the fuck am I doing?
Just wearing a garbage bag?
yeah, like, what the fuck?
I think when I see guys that are super done up, like, their hair looks great, they clearly have been staring in the mirror for an hour getting ready. I immediately know if we're out, like, we took them out and I saw a couple of
call
guys
CPS because
like
their kid must be fucking in the trash can or something.
Right. But I'm like, those guys are bachelors. Do you know what I mean? That's what you have nothing
either
to do.
Either bachelors or a shitty parent.
Right. Either one. Look, they're probably both narcissists. Either way, you're either a shitty parent or you're not a parent at all.
We're just judging people who are better looking than us.
Fuck them.
Fuck them.
This has been hashtag fatherhood on Odyssey.
And is that how you guys feel? Are you going to just...
No, I can't wait to leave them behind.
I can't wait to ditch them.